This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Final hour of power as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 105. Series finale of Nats and Padres comes your way at that point. Mackenzie Gore getting the start for D.C. It is a 135 first pitch. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up. Coming up top of the 1 o'clock hour with Nats on deck. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Got a lot more to get to before we get out of here, including taking your calls on the top training camp storylines that you're looking forward to with the Washington Commanders. There are a couple of position battles I'm going to be paying close attention to as well. We also got to get to Donald Trump. And I never really talk politics on the show for good reason, right? It's an easy way for all of us to not be on the same page. But what Donald Trump, I guess, tweeted out earlier today, I think is going to have a ripple effect here in the nation's capital. We'll get to that coming up here momentarily. 1-800-636-1067. What we're chewing on right now. Do these Terry McLaurin negotiations make you look at this Commander's front office any differently? Do these Commander's negotiations with Terry make you look at Adam Peters in the front office any differently? A front office group that's had a tremendous offseason, acquiring Laremy Tunsil, bringing in Deebo Samuel, revamping your defensive line, hitting on a couple of draft picks, what we think hitting on a couple of draft picks, and Josh Connolly Jr. in round one. And then Trey Amos in round two, guys that I think are going to end up paying dividends, Jalen Lane, so on and so forth. They've had, honestly, a dazzling offseason, right, compared to some of the other teams in the NFL. Do these Terry negotiations put kind of a wet blanket on the offseason and make you look at Adam Peters and company any differently? 1-800-636-1067. Anthony's in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up going on?
What's going on, brother?
Man, what's this, 7 days in a row for you? Between Affinity?
Man, that's longer than that, brother. I'm about to say it's been a lot longer than that.
Well, you better get a life.
This is it.
All right, save that for another day. So when we look at this objectively, the Commanders struck lightning in a bottle last year. Because we caught lightning in a bottle, it changed the trajectory of how they were going to rebuild. And because of that, we are instantly in win-now mode. So unless you're going to find someone better than Terry McLaurin, you have to pay him. And you said that they've had an outstanding offseason. Have they? Really?
I'd say
so. Javon Kinlaw is a questionable signing because of the money.
I hear that.
Then you go back to the previous draft. McCaffrey, still a question mark. Senate, still a question mark. So I understand the part about him being competent in the track record in Frisco, Denver, and New England, but we haven't seen the fruits of that labor yet.
Good point. Yeah.
So
I get what you're saying. So you're kind of where I'm at with this, where it's like I can make the case that they're tripping by not doing this. I could also make the case that the offseason's been good. But I want to get back to something you said. I wonder, as a fan base, if we anointed the front office too quickly anyway. Anytime you pick the correct quarterback, I think this kind of like the scale, I guess, gets tipped and skewed. But you're right. A lot of the outside of the Jaden Daniels, the entire draft class, to me, is still TBD. Don't really know what Jerzon Newton is. Don't really know what Mikey Samuels still is. I think he's going to be a quality NFL football player, though, for a long time. But how he transitions to the slot will be key. I think it's all a good point, and I appreciate you, as always, Anthony. I think he just sparked something in my mind here. Did we anoint the front office too soon? Because I see a lot of people upset at Adam Peters and company for the decision that they're making right now to play hardball in these negotiations. But, you know, I just – we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. 1-800-636-1067. Another angle that I want to look at this – excuse me. Another lens, rather, that I want to look at this through is the lens of, well, what else is behind one Terry McLaurin? How confident are folks in the wide receiver group, in the wide receiver room outside of Terry McLaurin? And I think the big question with that, first of all, I don't know how much confidence exists amongst the fans, but I know internally they like what they have. I can confidently say that. Bennett, real quick, I just shot you a text. We'll continue to take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Have these negotiations changed how you view Terry McLaurin, how you view the front office, and then your confidence level in the wide receiver group outside of Terry McLaurin? If there is a situation where he holds out through camp and this goes towards the start of the regular season, are you confident in the other guys that exist in that room? 1-800-636-1067. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn, who spoke about a certain member of the wide receiver room, not named Terry McLaurin, ad nauseum this offseason. We'll play that for you coming up here momentarily. But I want to get to Drew in Eastern Shore wanting to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, now, I think that we're kind of not realizing that the way Terry's approaching this and the way the front office is approaching it, they're really trying to achieve different objectives. I mean, for Terry, this is likely his last big contract, and we know how he feels. He's articulated. He's laser-focused on this. And obviously, Adam and the front office want to do a deal with Terry, but they're also setting precedents for how this team does business in the future.
Very true.
Remembering that this has been, decades of dysfunction, right? So while this deal doesn't have anything to do with the Jaden Daniels deal, how they negotiate with Terry is going to set the tone for how they negotiate with Jaden. You know, Jaden's going to get $500 million to $1 billion contract, maybe set the record when he gets it. And they're going to be able to say, look, we play hardball. We're playing hardball with you, Jaden. We played hardball with Terry. And we did this for every contract negotiation we did between Terry and you. And so I think a lot of this is a message to the fans and the message to the players that says the way we do business in Washington has changed. We're now professional. And I think it's a balancing act. I hope they get the Terry deal done. I think they will. But I think Adam Peters has a bigger picture when he's having these negotiations.
I think you hit it right on the head, and there are other negotiations that are coming up down the line too. Laremy Tunsil, Frankie Louvu, both on the horizon here for DC, as well as Marshawn Lattimore and Deebo Samuel, depending on how those guys perform this offseason. So that's a really good point. There's a lot of money up in the air for the Commanders right now. There are going to be some money given out over the next couple of years. Lattimore is a free agent at season's end. Deebo is a free agent at season's end. Tunsil's going to want a new deal at season's end. So I think the last caller is right. They are setting a precedent in terms of how they're going to negotiate. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Rory out in Winchester. What's going on, Rory? How you doing, brother?
Thanks for having me on.
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I was just telling the guy, I don't know who it was, screening the calls.
I got Bennett.
Bennett. Awesome. Just saying that I think that the big thing for me is if Terry ends up signing, gets 3 years in 32 to 33, I think it's kind of a bad look for the front office because that was really what everybody kind of thought he was going to get for the last 3 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, from the get-go, yeah. I hear that.
Yeah, so if you're going to just do it anyways, just do it, you know? Why make it last 3 months?
I think it's a hell of a point. It's a distraction. whether they want to admit it or not. Real quick before we let you go too, Rory, does it change how you view Adam Peters in the front office here?
No, because I don't think Adam does a lot of the financial negotiating.
That's somebody
I think
else.
Hired someone
yeah.
for that, right?
Yes, I think that. And yeah, I'm going to find the name here of that. That's a great point.
Yeah, so I think it's someone else for that. So for me, Adam maybe should hire a different person to do that if they're going to come to that, you know, larger, medium-large number anyways. Maybe that's what you do.
Yeah, for sure. Rory, appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the weekend, brother, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We got an installment of Nell's Super Six Pack coming your way before we get out of here as well. My top six training camp storylines for the Washington Commanders. But before we do that, I want to let you read, or I guess I'll read, a tweet from the leader of the free world, one Donald Trump, mixing things up on Twitter and making a pretty bold request of the Washington Commanders ownership group. We'll get to that coming up as well. It's good to Don in Ashburn first, though. What's going on, Don?
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate
so,
you
know, I think the, you know, our front office is, we have a front office that's actually acting like a front office, and we're not used to that here. And Terry has leverage, and Terry is doing what he should be doing. I think both sides are just doing their part in this time. And as a long Redskin fan, you know, we've seen it just mishandled so many times in the past, and I'm racking my brain, and I can't remember who the last player was that we had that was drafted by us, was so beloved by the fan base, who pours his heart and soul into it, who ended up in this position before Terry. I mean, we've not had that problem, if you will. But no, I think our front office is doing exactly what they should be doing. I think Terry is doing exactly what he should be doing. And I think, if I remember correctly, it was the Junkies earlier in the week. Somebody was on, one of their guests, who said that the franchise tag, if Terry were to play out this last year and then they franchise him next year, that would be $30 million per season. And so I think that's the low end of anything they're going to do for him, and it needs to be the low end. Like it's got to be north of 30. But I think they'll get it worked out. I think both parties are doing their part, and you know, I still have all the confidence in the world in our front office and what they've done.
So real quick here, the 2026 projected franchise tag is $28 million. So that is still below what Terry is.
Okay.
That's still below what Terry is looking for annually. So they try to. That's what I'm saying. This comes to a head this year, because if it gets to the, he's not signing the tag. Like there's, I just don't see that happening. Maybe it's a transition tag situation where it's a tag and trade. But, and I appreciate you as always, Don. Things are gonna get messy before they get better. Want to take your calls on this as well. When we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit. I bring you a new installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders training camp storylines as we get geared up for camp coming up on Tuesdays. Veterans Report on Tuesday. Practice is on Wednesday. I'll be out there, boots on the ground, each and every day, bringing you the latest on what happened coming up that night on Overtime, which you can catch weekdays 6:30 to 10 here on The Fan when there's no Nats baseball. Also going to be hopping on with a bunch of the other different shows as well, giving the skinny on what I'm seeing out there. B. Mitch and JP going to be out there every day as well. So make sure you keep it locked here on 106.7 The Fan for wall-to-wall Washington Commanders training camp coverage. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we grinded the tape. We have burned the midnight oil, me and the committee. When we come back, Time for a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders training camp storylines, next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler bringing Nats on deck at that point. They'll get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Padres. It'll be Mackenzie Gore on the bump for D.C. It is a 1:35 first pitch. You can hear all of the action right here on The Fan. A lot more to get to, including the president of our free world. The way I'm going to describe it, actively challenging the Commanders ownership group to do something. What is it that he's demanding that they do, asking that they do, strongly suggesting that they do? We'll tell you before we get out of here. But right now, as promised, man, we have me and the committee burning the midnight oil, watching the tape, combing over our notes from voluntary OTAs and mandatory minicamp. It's time to bring you a fresh installment of the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of sports talk radio. It is time for Nell's Super Six Pack.
Nell's Super Six Pack. 3, 2, 1.
In this installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, we're looking at the top six Commanders training camp storylines as we get geared up for training camp practice number one coming up on Wednesday. Vets report Tuesday. It's on and popping on Wednesday. Number six, Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders training camp storylines. Who wins the safety job opposite Quan Martin? We've talked about this several times throughout the offseason. A lot of you all have penciled in Will Harris to be that guy, the free agent acquisition from the New Orleans Saints. Here is what I will say ultimately about where things stand at the safety spot for the Washington Commanders. I said it yesterday, I'll reiterate it here again. Losing Jeremy Chinn was a big deal, a bigger deal than you all are willing to make. He played 94% of the defensive snaps last year for the Washington Commanders, and they're replacing him. Will his replacement be able to live up to expectation? We'll see. Last year in New Orleans for the Saints, the new guy here in town, Will Harris, was a pretty integral part of that Saints defense. He played 94% of their snaps and is a dude that actually gives Washington some versatility. He can play in the slot. He can play the post. He's physical playing the run. Will he prove himself here in the nation's capital, though? That's a question, because they're not just going to give him the job. I feel like Jeremy Reeves is going to have something to say about it. Percy Butler going to have something to say about it. Second-year cat Tyler Owens going to have something to say about it. The safety spot opposite Quan Martin, far from settled. Number five, Vanell Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders training camp storylines. Who ends up as this team's running back one? Now, I think it's going to be Brian Robinson. I think Brian Robinson Jr. is going to lead the Commanders in rushing yards, and I think he'll end up being running back one. But a lot of you all out there have started to already fit Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt for his Canton gold jacket size. The running back that the Commanders took in the seventh round has some pop, has some juice, has some burst. Will he end up running back one by the end of camp? I think not. By season's end, maybe a different conversation. I will say this, though, about the Commanders running back room. It's a unit that's going to have to complement each other, right? Austin Eckler going to make plays. B-Rob going to make plays. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt going to make plays. Debo going to make plays. The bottom line is this, though. The Commanders' rushing attack has to be formidable from the outset. Because guess what? If you can't run the football in week one against the New York Giants, Jayden Daniels is going to be under siege. Number four, Enel Super Six Pack. Top six Commanders training camp storylines as we get geared up for Wednesday's first practice. How much better is the run defense? You brought in Dietrich Twice. You brought in Javon Kinlaw, right? You brought in Eddie Goldman. How much better is this Commanders run defense? It was a unit last year. You all know the numbers. They aren't very good. The Washington Commanders run defense a season ago clearly was the Achilles heel of this football team. Last year, in terms of rushing yards per game allowed, third worst in the National Football League. In terms of explosive runs allowed, third most allowed in the National Football League. They've got to get better in that territory, in that category. Rush yards per play, tied for third worst in the National Football League. Wasn't a good run defense last year. How much better will they be with the improved personnel? Number three has something to do with this pass rush and this front four as well. And the question's simple. How much better is the pass rush? To be more specific, who will lead this Washington Commanders pass rush? That's my question. Von Miller brought in on a one-year incentive-laden deal. Does he help this pass rush? How much does he help this pass rush? I think he helps him out a ton. There were some numbers that we gave you a couple of days ago from our guy John Kime of ESPN when it comes to the Washington Commanders pass rush. They ranked 11th in the NFL with 43 sacks last year but recorded just 5 in the fourth quarter. That was 30th in the National Football League. Can Von Miller help this group close? And then does Frankie Louvu take another step as a pass rusher? Number two, Enel Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders storylines heading into training camp. Number two, how does Marshawn Lattimore perform? Which version of the former Pro Bowl corner are we getting? Because if we're getting the one that was locking down one half of the field out in New Orleans for the past several years, I think this defense is going to have the chance to take their performance and play to another level. If he can't, though, I think Washington will still be okay. I think Adam Peters and company, when you think about the way that they addressed corner this offseason, they addressed it with the thought that maybe Marshawn Lattimore can't do it anymore. You brought back Noah Igbinoghi. You bring in Super Bowl winning champion Jonathan Jones. You draft Trey Amos. You're bringing back Mikey Samuels still. You got five corners right now that you should be comfortable playing. So if Lattimore ends up not being good enough for you, well, there are other guys there as well. And then, clearly, the number one storyline heading into Commanders training camp, we've talked about it all show long, what happens with one Terry McLaurin? That's going to do it for this edition of Nell's Super Six Pack. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll get to it. The leader of the free world, Donald Trump, with a very interesting suggestion for this Commanders ownership group. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in charge. We'll take you up to 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Padres. Real quick here. First of all, shout out to everybody on the phones. I feel like we've had full lines for most of the show, if I'm not mistaken. If you want to keep the convo going with me off air, at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Speaking of social media, I told you I'd get to it. The leader of the free world, Donald J. Trump, had this to say on, is this his own personal app, Bennett? Truth? Okay. His, like, counter to Twitter. He put this out earlier. Gotcha. Yeah, when he got banned from X, he started using this. After him and his boyfriend, Elon, started, you know, sword fighting with each other. This is what Donald Trump had to say. Beware. It's loaded. The Washington, quote, whatevers should, all caps, immediately change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team. By the way, Donald, that was never the name. There is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the six original baseball teams with a storied past, our great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen. Their heritage, I can't wait to hear Danny Rue read this tomorrow. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion, again, common sense. Owners, all caps, get it done. What do you think of this? 1-800-636-1067. Can I tell you what I immediately thought and how cynical I was for this? And I'm sure the junkies will have similar thoughts tomorrow, because look, when you get to look at this quickly, this is immediately what I thought of. It's a statement from Donald Trump. The federal government is now threatening to get involved on RFK 2.0. And they're going to probably have to get involved in order for this thing to ultimately go through. Can I give you the wildest hypothetical ever? And I'm admitting that this is a pretty out there hypothetical, because I don't know if he has the power to do so. What if Donald Trump tries to give the Commanders ownership group an ultimatum? Go back to the team name Redskins, or we won't get you back to RFK. What would be your reaction below, and how would you want the team to respond to that if that was the case? 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to read the statement again from Donald Trump. The Washington whatevers should, all caps, immediately change their name back to the Washington Redskins. There is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the six original baseball teams with a storied past, are great Indian people in massive numbers, want this to happen. I might call Danny Rue just to have him hear this. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion and common sense. All caps, owners, get it done. What if Donald Trump gave the Commanders ownership group an ultimatum? Make an effort to go back to the name Redskins, or we will not help you get back to RFK. What would be your reaction? How would you want the team to respond to that ultimatum if it was brought to the forefront? 1-800-636-1067. And I get it. Probably didn't have the power to do that. And as a matter of fact, I know he didn't have the power to do that. But here's the thing that I keep going back to with this, right? We're going to get to host the draft on the National Mall. You realize, like, that was the NFL throwing the Commanders a bone and giving them extra motivation to get back to RFK, to get back to DC, which is what the NFL would want. So I can only wonder, man, what's going on with this. And how Donald Trump and his plea for this to happen, does it have any merit? Does it mean anything? Because Josh Harris has consistently been asked about this, and he's continued to say, no, we're not going to go back to the old name. It's not what we want to do. But if Donald Trump is egging him on to do it, does it change things? Because I can see how that could be a testy conversation. Josh Harris, Donald Trump, arguing over a name in a stadium. That doesn't scream 2025. I don't know what does. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Harry out in D.C. What's up, Harry?
Hey, what's happening, man?
What's going
Thanks
on?
For taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, look, it don't matter, man. The thing about it is we need to get a stadium here. All that other hot air around, that don't mean nothing, man. If we focus on getting a stadium, I don't know if the city going to approve its side or whatever the case may be. It's a bunch of hogwash, because the city, if they're trying to make money, they got to focus in on making money. Listening to it, it's almost like Terry McLaurin's contract. Everybody chiming on that man's pockets. Look, that man going to do whatever he's supposed to do to make his family, you know, better. This man got to travel from city to city, do everything, thing, and, you know, that could make him, you know, the last in the NFL. The thing about it, it don't matter which city he go to. He's going to get his contract. And for people to be chiming in on him, just like the city's trying to make a stadium, just focus on the stadium. Get that taken care of. Don't worry about the other stuff. But the other stuff is what holds things back. That's the reason why the council involved. All this stuff is crazy, man.
Yeah.
But it causes criminal minded thinking, because what happened is everybody got their mind on getting a piece of that money.
Harry, I appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout and we come back. More of your calls next. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We'll take you up to 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Padres. Mackenzie Gore on the bump for D.C. It is a 1:35 first pitch. You can hear all the action right here on the Washington Nationals Radio Network. Washington Commanders training camp coming up next week. Veterans report on Tuesday. First practice Wednesday. I'll be out there, boots on the ground each and every day, bringing you wall-to-wall coverage of Washington Commanders training camp. You also hear B. Mitch and Finley broadcasting live from Commanders Park in Ashburn each and every day as well. So make sure you keep it locked for your number one source, or on your number one source, Washington Commanders training camp coverage, 106.7 The Fan. A lot more to get to before we get out of here. Read this tweet from the leader of the free world a moment ago. I'll read it again here. This is from Donald Trump at 10:17 this morning. Quote, "The Washington whatevers should all caps immediately change their name back to the Washington Redskins. There is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the six original baseball teams with a storied past, are great Indian people in massive numbers, want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners, get it done." 1-800-636-1067. I understand this is an out there thought, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Any shot that, like, Donald Trump could give the Commanders ownership group an ultimatum, will Donald Trump and the federal government be hesitant to intervene on RFK 2.0 because of the name? Could, and I get that this is a stretch, and I know that he doesn't have the standalone power to do this, but could he kickstart this? What if Trump tries to give the Commanders ownership group an ultimatum? Make a strong effort to get back to Redskins, or we won't get you to RFK. How would you want the team to respond to that? 1-800-636-1067. I get it is far-fetched. We're doing Saturday afternoon radio here, or Sunday afternoon radio here, folks. You understand what I'm putting down here. I get that Donald Trump doesn't have the power to make Roger Goodell do anything, but he can influence Josh Harris to do things based on, you know, the city scratching the Commander's back. Let's be real here. The council, the D.C. City Council, is going to vote again in August. And at that time, if they don't get the 7 votes necessary, the federal government has threatened to step in. We saw James Comer, the House Oversight Committee, with the letter that he wrote this week, basically saying, like, this thing's got to pass. If it doesn't pass and they threaten to get the federal government involved, then Donald Trump says, well, I want you to get back there, but you have to do this. How would you want the team to respond, and do you think it's possible? Somebody smarter than me, educate me here. 1-800-636-1067. Jonesy is in D.C. What's going on, Jonesy?
And now, what's going on, buddy? Been listening to you.
What's going on?
I'm listening to Overtime every night that you on. Trust me, going forward. Now, I want everything back. I don't like the boom aspect part of it, that, you know, you got to do this for that. You know, I want the stadium back. I want Terry to get his money. I also want the name back. I want it all. But I don't, like I said, I don't like the bullying aspect. If you don't do this,
right,
you're not going to be able to get the stadium. I don't like that part. But everything else, yes. But if it's, as far as the team responding, I'm going to say negotiate and get all you can get out of it. That I would say positive. If the name has to come back with it, take the name, get the stadium, boom. If we pushing everything through because D.C. Council's too slow for me, I'm sorry. I'm growing impatient with them.
Wow.
Other than that, take it, man. Take it. Hey, say hear nothing, say nothing. It's so tough as you say, and that's what I'm doing right here. Take all you can get. Give me everything. I'm out, man, and I love you, boy.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. 1-800-636-1067. It's ironic because I know it's not realistic. I don't even want to say it's not realistic. I just don't think that the president has that type of power to influence Roger Goodell, but he can influence Josh Harris. Look, the NFL wants the Commanders back at RFK. The government wants the Commanders back at RFK. That's why the draft is going to happen on the National Mall. It was kind of like a throwing them a bone to, like, motivate them to get it done and saying, you know, we're going to get this done, right? But if Donald Trump is really going, because this is not the first time he said this. He's now said it multiple times now. If he is going to, and people on Twitter are tweeting at me saying he's distracting from the Epstein case. Is all I will say. 1-800-636-1067. Ricardo is in Northeast. What's going on, OG?
Yes, sir. Hey, Linnell. Okay, I'm going to try to talk fast because I know you don't have a lot of time. I will be 67 years old next month. I go back. I heard a previous caller say he'd go back to D.C. Stadium before it was called RFK Stadium. I do, too.
Yeah.
Now, recent polls have still stated that the Native Americans are offended by the Redskin name. If they still offended, then I'm not in favor of going back to the Redskin name. If Donald J. the John Trump, convicted felon in the White House, has anything to do with this, I'm certainly not in favor of that. Next thing you know, he's going to want the stadium named after him.
Well,
if we got to go through all that, man, send it back. No, sir. And you don't think that?
I do. He already tried to change the airport name. Appreciate the call, Cardo. We got to get a quick time out here to say goodbye to our Team 980 listening audience. We'll be back with you on The Fan. Bringing you into Nats baseball next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.